Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maniac liberal judge, North Carolina judge, who released DeCarlos Brown Jr. in January, despite his mother's pleas, despite the fact that he had hurt family members, despite the fact she knew he'd hurt somebody again, it didn't matter to this judge. Magistrate Judge Teresa Stokes freed DeCarlos Brown Jr. in January before he slaughtered Irina Zarudzka on April 22nd. He had a litany of previous arrests, including armed robbery and assault, was allowed to walk free. Judge thought it'd be cool if she wrote him a written promise to show up, despite being told he's schizophrenic. Have you ever dealt with a schizophrenic person? My dad managed one for years. God bless that man. He was my aunt's husband, so not a blood part of our family. He relocated to Charlotte, and he did fine when he was on his medication. But he'd go off from time to time, and wow, what a mess. He became dangerous. I would beg Dad, I don't care if it's raining, don't put him in your car. And it would be hard for my dad. My dad's a very good person. He would want to pick him up. I mean, I'm like, this is a guy that is banned from multiple restaurants on the streets he frequents because he's dangerous. And when he's off his meds, you can't interview. My dad's such a good person. He really is. He's always trying. It's a different stray dog every week with my dad. That's how he is. He's the best person. But I finally had to like lay the smack down. Like, Dad, stop it. We need you. My kids need you. They need you more than he does. If he's not on his meds, that's on him. This judge didn't care. And maybe because she shouldn't have been a judge. She was actually a magistrate. She didn't have a law degree. The qualifications to be a magistrate in Charlotte Mecklenburg, listen to this. So this is funny. 4-year college degree or a 2-year degree and 4 years of relevant experience. This woman is a political appointee. And you know why this has happened? Let me tell you why. That judge didn't see a man. She didn't see a schizophrenic. She didn't see a desperately ill person. She didn't see a mom who happened to be black, who was afraid for her own family members because DeCarlos Brown had hurt them before. She saw a statistic. She saw a black man. She saw a Democrat vote. She saw the lies of CNN that have and MSNBC that have whipped these Democrat judges, Democrat activists into a frenzy of fakeness. That's what's driving all this is the fakeness. All they can see is a person whose skin color dictates that surely they must be a victim somehow and deserve some sort of restorative justice. And it's not even real. Folks, how do we get here? Hands up, don't shoot. One of the biggest lies told in American history around race. Michael Brown, remember him? Hands up, don't shoot. Millions of dollars of businesses burned over that. It was fake. The Justice Department, remember, eventually found out the reason that officer had to shoot Michael Brown is Michael Brown had already fired the gun at him once, had attacked him, crawled into his car, got his gun, and fired a shot in an attempt to murder him. Media didn't cover that part. No, they didn't. It wasn't until the investigation more than a year later by Obama's own Justice Department that the cop was completely exonerated, never charged. Exonerated. Hands up, don't shoot is a lie. But they still believe it. This judge still believes it. They are living in a world of delusion. And it is killing people. They are so delusional, so mentally ill, so hepped up on years of fake racial media coverage that they must be defeated. They can't even be reasoned with. They are mental patients themselves. They've done it to themselves via their media. Trayvon Martin, let's go there. That started a lot of this. Thank you, Pam Bondi. She did this. What were we told? Just a nice black boy trying to get Skittles when he was viciously hunted down by Trayvon Martin and shot for no apparent reason. The details of that case were kept a state secret for almost 2 years, and we would not learn until the trial, after they had poisoned the minds of an entire generation with fake racism. that they were being hunted. Do you know where Trayvon Martin was when he shot? I mean, sir, do you know where Trayvon Martin was when he was shot? He was on top of Zimmerman with his head, his hands on the side of his head, smashing the back of it again and again into the concrete. There's a bloody spot on the back of his head. They showed the picture in court. He was having his brains bashed in by the sweet, nice black boy buying Skittles and minding his business. Trayvon Martin was on top of him, smashing his head into the concrete again and again. It is a wonder that Zimmerman did not execute him before he did. By the way, again, that was Pam Bondi's prosecution. They lied to keep it going for years. I don't know why she did it. Help Obama, I guess. Keep her job, I don't know. Florida was purple then. That's not to say Pam Bondi's been an amazing attorney general. I'm shocked she could be both people, but she is. She's winning again and again and again in court, so I got no problem with her now. But these are the lies this is built on. And so once you see this black man standing in front of you in your court, all you can think is he's a victim. No, he needed your help. He needed to be put in an insane asylum. He needed to be locked up any way he could be. But this judge couldn't see it. And despite being told he was a schizophrenic, made him sign a promise he'd come back to court? You can't reason with a schizophrenic. I mean, this is a guy, again, what was the phone call? He had called 911 because he thought someone installed a machine in his head and he wanted the police to investigate and figure out how to get it out. And this idiot judge thinks, oh, well, I'll have him sign a piece of paper saying he'll come to court. He's likely to think you put the machine in his head a month from now. This is Democrats, y'all. It's Democrats. We can't live this way. We can't.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.